In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As you know, we have the Jonah fast on Monday, inshallah, for 3 days as usual. And as you know also that Jonah fast comes 2 weeks before the beginning of the Great Lent. And of course, as you know also that there is a link between Jonah fast and the Great Lent, which is the Great Lent is the Lent of repentance. We concentrate on the repentance during the Great Lent as the principal topic or theme of our fast of the Great Lent. And Jonah also, book full of the repentance, as we'll explain now. And I asked you to take the Bible with you, to read with me verse by verse, and to also to share with us, so as not to be just a talk, but an open discussion, to exchange the meditations on this beautiful book, which contains only 4 chapters. So the first reason is that there is a relationship between the book of Jonah and the Great Lent, number one, with a repentance. Number two, Jonah became a symbol of our Lord Jesus Christ when he was thrown in the sea and the big fish swallowed him, or the whale swallowed him. And he became, in the tomb of the fish, 3 days, as our Lord Jesus Christ also remained in the tomb 3 days. And it is not our explanation, it is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. When the Jews asked him about a sign, and he said, a sinner generation is asking for a sign, and no sign will be given to them except the sign of Jonah. As Jonah was in the whale for 3 days, so also the Son of Man will be 3 days in the tomb. Also, the book of Jonah contains the great love of our Lord to everyone, to the believers and to the non-believers, and this also to the people who are righteous and to the sinners when they repent, of course. And also we see in our Lord Jesus Christ's life that his love was very clear until the cross, until the last minutes of his life on earth, when he forgave the sins of the right thief at the last moment of his life. For all these reasons, and for other reasons we'll discover when speak about this beautiful book, we will see the wisdom that the church put this fast 2 weeks before the beginning of the Great Lent. نرى مع بعض دلوقتي. في حد عايزنا نقول عربي ولا it's clear? Clear? Go ahead with English. Go ahead with English. Okay. Chapter 1. Now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Did you notice something? The first word in the book. What's the first word? Huh? The first word. Now. Did you notice that? Yani normally, now is not the beginning of any sentence. مش كده ولا ايه؟ يعني did you notice that? Yani we don't start our speech with the word now. It must be something before. What before that? Huh? Aywa? Yeah. The wickedness of the people and the miserable life, the bad life that they lived. This is number one. What also? Now it is the time of their salvation. Now it is the time of their warning. And if they repent, they would be accepted. So, for me, every time is now. For me, every time is now. Now, it is the time of my salvation. Now, it is the time of my repentance. Now, it is the time that the Lord is ready to forgive my sins, whatever my sins are. Isn't it from the first word of the book a sign of hope? It's a sign of hope. As if there was something hidden, not written before the word now, but who knows? The Lord, our beloved Lord. Huh? Isn't it a beautiful point? So there are some important facts we have to know. The Lord is looking from heavens to us. And the Lord is speaking from our hearts through His Holy Spirit to us. It's His now. What if His now, when it meets with my now, when His call meets my response, when His desire to forgive my sins is accepted by my repentance? And this is the Christian life. I do not start with repent. No. He is calling at me, and then I put my ear to His mouth and to His sound, and I hear His voice and I repent. And what we say about repentance, we say about everything. Of course, if we classify the book in this way, we'll finish, inshallah, by the beginning of the Great Lent. So we run. But the word now, for the first time, took my eyes to see now. Now is not a normal beginning. Anyhow, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai. The word of the Lord. What is the word of the Lord? Who is the word? Jesus Christ. He is the word. He is the Logos. Now, the Son of God is speaking to the Son of people, the Son of men. That's why He said, Son of Amittai. If I replace the word word by the word son, the verse will be, the son of the Lord came to the son of the people, the men. Jonah, the son of Amittai. Jonah also, a point by the way, Kedah, he was the son of the widow that Elijah arose from the dead. You remember the story of Elijah when he went to the widow, and the widow was feeding him with some flour and some oil for weeks. Huh? One day, her son died, and Elijah arose him. He was Jonah. And after that, he followed Elijah and became a prophet. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. As I said, always our Lord is the beginner. Is the beginner. He begins the first step. And I reply. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found the ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Instead of going to Nineveh, he went to Tarshish, the opposite direction, to be far from the message that the Lord asked him to go, or the service that the Lord asked him to go. Can we explain why did Jonah flee from the Lord? Why didn't he want to go first to Nineveh? Why, in your opinion? Minyan, can you get the microphone, please? They're cordless. Think of it and we discuss it. Why did Jonah flee from the Lord and escape from this service?
معلش نتكلم وقت المدينة.
Who knows؟
تعالوا جنبي. أيني أشتبه رجيم بقى.
Because we knew the Lord would be merciful to them after, and He also was more zealous for the Jewish people.
Yeah, for two reasons. Michael said two reasons. Number one, because he knew that the Lord is merciful. And if they repent, the Lord would change his mind and accept their repentance and forgive their sins. And Jonah did not want them to be saved because they are not Jews. He was zealous on his people, the Jews. What else? What else? Why did he flee? Why? Concerning himself, he was thinking about himself, because the message was very sharp. In 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. Then when the Lord, in his opinion, accepts their repentance, then nothing will happen. Then he will become like a liar. Although he was speaking or searching for his ego, for himself. For himself. That's why he didn't want to go to Nineveh first. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down into the lowest parts of the ship, had lain down, and was fast asleep. What was that? Was that relax? Was that inner peace in the heart of Jonah, or what was?
Hiding.
Yeah. Hiding himself, and he thought that when he flee from the Lord would choose another messenger, another person, another prophet, another servant. But it is not the way of the Lord. Right? It's not the way of the Lord. As I said from the beginning, this book is the book of salvation and the book of love of the Lord. It manifests clearly the love of God to everyone, and the insistence of the Lord to let everyone repent. The servant and the served, the believers and the non-believers, and whatever. You read, أن جميع الناس يخلصون وإلى معرفة الحق يقبلون. He wants that all people be saved and to the knowledge of truth to come. So the Lord did not leave Jonah. He did not leave him. He was searching for him, as if he was seizing him from all, surrounding him from all sides. He escaped to Tarshish. He went in the ship. He went in the bottom of the ship, and he fast asleep. But the Lord did not leave him in peace, because he did not have peace, because he escaped from the Lord. Right? So the captain came to him and said to him, "What do you mean? Sleeper, arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us, so that we may not perish." It's a shameful situation. Huh? Jonah the prophet, Jonah the believer, Jonah the Jewish, are now rebuked a little bit from a captain who is pagan, who worships the gods, who worships the idols. So, look, how low can we go down when we leave our God or to try to escape from our God? Do you have any comment on that or a question? You have any comment or question? They said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this trouble has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jon. Now, as you see, the Lord is using everything to catch him again. Everything. The sea, right? The sea, and then the wind, and then the captain who arose him from his slumber or deep sleep, and then the lot, the casting lot. Yeah? What else? Hanshuf Dilwat. Then they said to him, "Please tell us, for whose cause is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation? What is your occupation? And where do you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you?" Here, Jonah awoke from his spiritual slumber. He recognized that the Lord will not leave him. Go to the message that I asked you to go, you will go. No doubt. You will go. And on the other hand, it's a great love from God that he wanted to give a lesson to Jonah also, not to leave him escaping from the service. So he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Why did he say the sea and the dry land? It's very clear, huh? لي قال البحر والبر. Why tell? Why did he say, "Who made the sea and the dry land"? Huh?
He can save them.
When the Lord asked him to go, where was he? In the dry land or on the sea? In the dry land. And he escaped to the sea. But who made the dry land and who made the sea can bring him from the dry land and can bring him from the sea. That's why he said, "Who made the sea and the dry land?" So if we go to the church, the dry land, he is here. If we go outside in the sea, in the salty water, he is there. If we go to a place which is not suitable for us, which is not our place as Christians, he is there. He is there. He is in the dry land and he is in the sea. And he can awake you. Even you are asleep, forgetting your salvation and forgetting your position as son or daughter of God, he will not leave you. He will bring you from the dry land and from the sea as well. That's why he said, "Who made the sea and the dry land?" As if he wants to say, "I escaped from him from the dry land, but I found him here in the depth of the sea." He is everywhere because he created everything. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "Why have you done this?" Because He said to them, for the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Tawan, you know that no one can escape or flee from the presence of the Lord. The Lord is filling heaven and earth and sea and everywhere. Then they said to him, what shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us? For the sea was growing more tempestuous. And he said to them, pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me. What is that? Did he want to commit suicide? Did he want to finish his life? Why did he say, throw me in the sea?
To save the others.
To save the others. To punish himself.
The Lord is in the sea. The Lord is in the sea.
Bravo. He knew and recognized that the Lord is in the sea. So even if they throw him in the sea, the Lord will save him. The Lord will not keep him dying in his sin. That's why he said, throw me in the sea. And then everything will be calm, because I am the reason. On the other hand, Zaymat Dr. Al, he wanted to save the others. And in this point, he became resembling or a symbol of the Lord, the Savior, who came to save the whole world. But personally, he knew that the Lord who made the sea and the dry land will save him, will keep him. That's why he was not surprised to be in the whale and the Lord changed the whale to be a temple for him. And he raised his prayer from the tummy of the whale, as we see. Okay? Any question? We are trying to simplify the book there and to take direct spiritual lessons to ourselves from it. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. Therefore, they cried out to the Lord and said, we pray, O Lord. Did you notice something here? Every one of the sailors was praying to his God. But now they are praying to the Lord. Which Lord? The Lord of Jonah, the Hebrew. Because they knew that the Lord of the Hebrew is the living God, the true God. Recognized that he followed him from Tarshish, from his land, until he caught him in the ship to bring him back to his service. So we pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you. Ada, what a beautiful book. It's not only that the Lord saved or wanted to save the people of Nineveh, but also these people, these sailors in the ship who were pagans and idol worshippers, to be believers and to pray to the Lord. And then, so they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered the sacrifice to the Lord and took vows. Sorry, excuse me. Do you have any comment, any question till now? Go ahead. Now the Lord had prepared. Yani, look at the tense here. The Lord had prepared before they threw Jonah into the sea. The whale was ready. As if you go to the bus station and you find the bus waiting for you to pick you up. Or go to the train station and the train is waiting for you. It's a very hopeful, it's a very beautiful point. What? The Lord, I'll say it exactly like what's in my mind. The Lord has the solution of your problem before He permits the problem for you to happen. Do you have this faith? The Lord is not waiting until the problem happens and then you pray and then He finds the solution. No. He had prepared the whale before the men threw Jonah into the sea. It means that the Lord has the solution of my problem before I fall in this problem, or this temptation, or this difficulty, or this persecution, or this trouble. Did you notice the talk of His Holiness Pope Shenouda commenting the martyrs of Nag Hammadi? He said a verse keda in between. He said that the Lord heard the voice of your voices and took an action. Hear it again. بيعملوها كتير قوي. إذا ما كاتش, if you don't have, ممكن بكرة أجيبها لكم تسمعوها وتشوفوها يعني. تيجي في السي تي في, they cast it in سي تي في or computer, you can get it. He said to the people of Nag Hammadi that the Lord heard the voice of your voices and took an action. What's the action? We don't know. But this is His faith, that the solution, He already has it. He already has it. The Lord already has it. He had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Very, very beautiful point here. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly immediately, because Jonah also had faith that the Lord who made the sea and the dry land will save him in the sea. As soon as he got into the belly of the big fish, he started to pray. Did you notice that? He started. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly. I will skip the prayer for you to read at home before from tonight until Monday. Read and meditate in it. Just one point to say that the Lord changed the belly of the big fish into a temple. A temple for Jonah to lift up his heart and to raise this prayer. At the end of the prayer, he said, I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. The last verse, verse 9. The last verse in his prayer. Salvation is of the Lord. He was prophesying the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ said, the sign that the Jews wanted is the sign of Jonah. So the Lord spoke to the fish. And it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Wind blow. The wind blows. Sea have waves. Strong waves. Through Lot fell on Jonah. They threw Jonah. Big fish swallow, but not eat. Okay. Fish free Jonah. And the big fish vomited Jonah onto dry land. He started from the dry land. He went to the sea. He went to the depths. He went to the belly of the big fish. And then he was saved and came back to the dry land. Khudbalak. Look at that. He started to escape at dry land. And he came back to the dry land. Full stop. What did the Lord say to him? Why did you do that? I ordered you. You must have obeyed me. Why? He didn't say anything. The Lord did not say any word. Look at the beginning of the third chapter. Now. Again insists on the word now. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you. Same words. God does not blame us. God does not do what we do to one another. At all. He is positive. Always positive. Always kind. Always compassionate. And he ordered him again. Then, no word, no discussion. Jonah did not discuss anything, did not negotiate anything. So, Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3-day journey in extent. Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. In one day, Jonah went one day from the 3 days. And one day was enough for the news to spread. Like here in North America, telephones are costless. Everything in few minutes spread away. The people of the church or the people of the friends or the ما التليفونات ببلاش على طول. Here there was no telephone or cell phones or no, but the news preceded him until it covered the whole city in just one day, or and it could be also he was hastening, he was running, he was very enthusiastic in a very good enthusiastic way. He went hurried to cover the city in one day, not in 3 days. And you know the rest about. They did one, they did two main actions. They repented and then they fasted. If I fast without repentance, no taste of the fast, no benefits of the fast. If I repent without fasting, also it becomes weak repentance. Here, the king of Nineveh announced fasting without eating, drinking for everyone, even the babes, even the animals. No one ate anything for 3 days. And then the Lord changed his mind. And when the Lord changed his mind, it upset Jonah very much. Very much. It displeased Jonah exceedingly. Chapter 4. And he became angry. And now he was speaking to the Lord. He did not rebuke him or did not blame him. Now he is blaming God. Look at the difference between God and every one of us. Look. So he prayed to the Lord and said, "Ah, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore, I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. I cannot go into the city again without being perished, and I become a liar, and no, take my life. I want to die." And then the Lord gave him just an example with the plant. One of the plants, it grew in one day. Again, the orders of the Lord to the nature, as to the wind and to the wave and to the lots and the big fish, now to the plant, to grow in one night, to cover on the head of Jonah. And then at the midday, the sun was very, very high. And then the Lord asked the plant to dry. It dried. الورق بتاعها صغر. And then the sun came on the head of Jonah. He had fever. He wanted to die. And then there was the conclusion of this book when the Lord said to Jonah, number 9, chapter 4, "Then God said to Jonah, 'Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?' And he said, 'It is right for me to be angry even to death.' But the Lord said, 'You have had pity on the plant, for which you have not labored, nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right and their hand and their left, and much livestock. If you were pity on the plant, what do you expect from me to be pity on these people? So this is the book of Jonah. Book of repentance, book of great love, and book of the salvation. Repentance of Nineveh, repentance of the sailors, the men of the ship, repentance of Jonah himself. And great love of God towards Nineveh, the unbelievers, the sailors, the pagan worshippers, and Jonah the prophets. And salvation, he saved all of them. All of them were saved. That's why we do love very much the book of Jonah. And we insist to keep fasting like these people, preparing ourselves by repentance. Now to end our topic today and to apply where we are now. We do repent, we do need repentance nowadays much more than any other time. And I want to tell you that the dangerous is not in Egypt only. The dangerous could befall on any of us at anywhere of the whole world. The dangerous of the enemy, the devil, is working and active everywhere. Yes, it started in Egypt. Yes, it started in Nag Hammadi and Farshut and Bahgura and Armant and Ant. But it can reach me at any time. And the apparition of St. Mary in Cairo and in Anasuyut and in many other places is a warning miracle to say, look at heavens. Look at me. Look at my son and repent. We need to repent nowadays. This is the only way to conquer the enemy. Not to rely on any power on earth, but to cry out to the power in heavens to save us. But we cannot cry without repentance. We need really to repent from all our hearts. And thank God that this year, the Great Lent is coming very soon. Sometimes we have joke and say, oh, the first 6 months of 2010 is fasting time. Yes. But who knows? The Lord permitted in this year, 2010, to be a year of fasting and repentance. Because of the difficulties that Satan can blow using the bad people against us everywhere. Glory be to God forever. Amen.